Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
So we're going to try to keep everybody on the line tonight. While they're still working on the portal, we can have some interesting phenomena, so bear with us. We're getting it pretty well nailed down, not totally. I've been, all my phones, my internet, everything has been out all week, so that kind of says, it not only affected the radio show, it affected the whole country club I'm in, so at any rate, all right, tonight's show. What kind of a bridge will you be, hard or soft? We're also excited to see the changes that are occurring around us as it relates to the presence of extraterrestrials. Some people are shocked and afraid, while others are excited and curious. As a result, you're all choosing how you will respond to friends and family about what you believe and what you know to be true. There still resides a deep fear around being accepted or rejected by your beliefs and knowing. This is a big one, everybody. Which road will you choose? Choose the road that feels good to you. This is part of your individual assignment, self-chosen and collectively agreed to. There is no pressure, only choice. This is really important for everybody to remember. You will all be the ones that people will turn to for greater understanding and to soften their fear of change and the unknown. You're the ones, my friends. You are the ones that will help to guide others into a new world and a greater understanding of their role in a galactic community. Tonight, the team will work with us to give ourselves permission to choose our road of loving service to the greater good. And we're going to talk a lot about this tonight. And Squirrel, you have some astrology updates for us?
Well, I do. It's been pretty intense since we last spoke, but again, it's what I'm reading is that we're supposed to just kind of slow down and take some rest moments in our day and attend to loose ends as Mercury is starting to go direct again. It will station direct on St. Patty's Day, actually. And
which is when, honey?
So, March 17th, Sunday. So okay. That's when Mercury will then station and go direct and things should start clicking forward. But, you know, actually, if you could just sort of stop and figure out what it has that occurred in your life over the last few weeks, 3 weeks, and see where you are at this point and how much you've learned about yourself. And usually every retrograde, and this has been a big one, what have you learned and have you grown? And that's the most important lesson to learn during any kind of retrograde. So move forward, but let's focus on what we've learned about ourselves.
I have learned that I have no control over the portal.
And I have learned that too.
Obviously, they brought new engineers on board because when Charter Cable can have people to you in 2 hours, you know they're listening. Okay, so I want to talk about last week's show, which was on freedom. And hopefully everybody that's tuned in tonight or listens to the archives has listened to that show. If not, go back and listen to it. I've had a lot of comments about this show. We had a session today with somebody, and it really drove it home for me because we asked for permission to share some of their intentions as it related to choosing freedom. And in her intentions, and we do intentions for every session that we do with the team, and people write their intentions. The team reads them and records them onto the recording device. You have to excuse me. I had a big Italian dinner tonight and a glass of wine. So, and while I'm channeling, just so you know, the team does not hold back. with belching or whatever. So I normally don't do this. Normally I lock myself in the house for the before the radio show. So some of her intentions are, I intend freedom in my life. I intend to live a life I love. I intend to step out of the fear matrix to a newfound sense of freedom where my family, friends, past, present, future, and the cosmos benefit. Love this. I intend freedom from a sense of powerlessness. I intend to choose freedom every day. I intend to transcend fear of failure by choosing freedom. To transcend fear of fear itself by choosing freedom. To transcend fear of success by choosing freedom. To transcend the fear of not being ready enough by choosing freedom. To transcend the fear of not being enough by choosing freedom. The fear of having no support by choosing freedom. The fear of limitation by choosing freedom. I intend to claim freedom from the collective consciousness, the physical, and from the confines of a belief structure based on fear. I intend to transcend the belief of being flawed by choosing freedom. And I intend to transcend self-pity by choosing freedom. We were very excited about these intentions, and it really drove it home, certainly to me, and I know to the team, that in choosing freedom, and I just want to recap from last week a few moments, that there is something about the energy of choosing freedom that lifts you and exalts. The word that keeps coming to me and has been is exalts you, lifts you up and expands you to something greater. And it really is about lifting out of this matrix of fear. And in choosing the freedom and choosing it for yourself and knowing that as you choose it, everyone, everywhere, everyone, everything benefits and is also lifted. So I hope all of you have listened to the show. If not, go back and listen to it. It was last week. I do this before every session, and I do it every day. It really has become, for me, my mantra. And I also thank Bonnie for the intention of living a life I love, because that encompasses so much and allows the universe to step in and really contribute, fill in the gaps. So let's talk about being a bridge, because this is such an interesting subject. I have many people that laugh at me. You know, I have very close friends that call me the hard bridge. And in many ways, I am the hard bridge. 9 years ago when I came out with this work, and believe me, it wasn't something I conjured up. It just happened. There was no question in my mind that it was real, that it was time, that I had to be right out front with it. And because of my confidence in all of it, many people were moved out of their fear, out of their ennui, out of their doubt, out of their being in the closet about it. And I watched over the last 9 years how it has gone exponential. You know, it's coming from every direction now. If you're on the web, everybody is having experiences, everybody is connecting. But when I started 9 years ago, it wasn't that way at all. And so I agreed to being the heart, what my friends call the heart bridge. And it's interesting, in my new home and back in a place I lived 9 years ago when this all started, I never did any sessions here. It just all happened here. Coming back to this town, I realized that, and I really thought I'd soft sell. I'd come in really under the radar here. And there was only one problem, and I have a license plate that says Alien MD, and that's pretty hard to hide. However, what I found is, you know, I can't say that people are running up to me and saying, gee, Jackie, I want to get to know you. But one of my dear friends, her husband has been out on, he's a big golfer, and I live on two golf courses here out in the country. And this weekend he said to me, Jackie, I think we should do an evening up at the club. He said, because all these guys I'm playing golf with, I'm telling them about what you do, and they all want to meet you. They want to talk to you. And he said, I was shocked. Now, these are all older men. He said, they're looking for something. I can see it. And he said, you know, he couldn't get over how open everybody was to the idea, the concept. And people are looking for hope at this stage of life. They really are. At this time on the planet, people are really looking at what's going on. Nothing makes sense anymore. And so they're looking for something. Young people are. Middle-aged people are, older people are. This crosses all ages. And so I was really quite fascinated, and then I heard, you know, even from my friends, these opposite, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, she'll be labeled, people won't. And I thought, you know, this is so silly. I am the Heartbridge. I really want to be able to be myself and have fun here and so on. But at the same time, this is what I do. This is my job. Okay, I'm here to answer questions. I'm here to help people open up to something more. And if they have curiosity, that's a wonderful sign. That says to me they're ready. At some level, they're ready. For all the stories that I have about the way people found the website, found the team, there's never a question in my mind that people are divinely led. So, but that's not the way for everyone. And, you know, I really want to say this to all of you. We came here, all of us, to be a bridge. In one fashion or another. Either energetically, you know, stepping out with speaking, healing, books, any number of things. You know, I know people that do hair that are bridges. Some of them know it, some of them don't. But they're all waiting for people to ask a question, or people know that they're very spiritual, and there comes that time. And it's a moment in time, and everybody kind of knows when it is, that someone is ready to go a little further. Everybody reaches that point where they have to make a choice. Do I step in with what I know? Do I introduce a subject that may distance me from this person? They may feel repelled by it. They may absolutely think I'm crazy. There was a great story today with a lady that sent these wonderful intentions, and this was Molly. Dear Molly, we love you. And Molly was on the subway in Ontario, Toronto or Ontario, with her nephew. And they were talking to a woman who was seated. They were standing room only. They were standing. And her nephew, who's, you know, really kind of out there, asked the woman where she lived. And she said, I live outside of Ontario. And he said, well, you must see a lot of UFOs. She said, yes, I do, as a matter of fact. And Molly was quite shocked. You know, she was like, I can't believe my nephew said that. And I can't believe she responded that way. It's going to become more and more a normal course of conversation. I don't know if it was her session or somebody else's, where she was talking about a television show. and it was something with, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. He was in Star Trek. And, but there was a picture of a praying mantis being, and this person was shocked to see this praying mantis being on television, you know, on a talk show, etc. That, you know, what we're seeing is the exposure we're going now from portraying the grays, who are very humanoid in their looks, to now going to, let's say, a praying mantis being who has very large eyes, not like a gray at all, and bug-like, if you will, and the extensions of their arms and legs are very much like a praying mantis. They're not in a seated position like a praying mantis, but their movements are very slow and kind of elegant, and they are different. They have a different frequency, a different energy. And we're going to start seeing more and more introductions of different kinds of ideas and concepts showing up. And we're going to start having opportunities where we can be the rich. You all have friends, you all have family, young and old, who are going to become more and more curious because there's going to be more and more and more in the news. This is a time where it's going to come from every direction. And it is. If people are watching the news every day, especially if you have a belong to MSN or Yahoo or AOL or any of these, you know, they have, you know, weird news and this kind of news, and Huffington Post has it, you know, where they have all the different types of news. And every single day there's something new coming out. Other than what you get, you know, what you've signed up for on your internet memberships and so on, if you belong to different groups or blogs. So, and every one of you listening to this show are far more aware because you are starving. You did come to be a bridge. Even if you let people know gently that you have more knowledge or that you're more aware or that you're in touch at some level, it's enough that as they're ready to come forward and know more, they know they can come to you. Now, Squirrel, I would say you're more of a hard bridge. What do you think?
I would say you're right about that, because it's something that I think about every day, and something will happen during the day that will trigger a response or a comment. I cannot stop myself from that thought process anymore. So, yeah, I'm a hard bridge. I mean, I'll talk about it. And there are many of my friends that know that I do this show with you, so that's a real easy introduction for me to talk about, you know, extraterrestrials. And, of course, with quarantine lifted, I feel freer to talk about it. I don't know if you feel that way.
And then I've always felt free. So I
yeah, you have. But so what would can you describe what a soft bridge would be? Because I'm not sure I can picture that.
Well, I have a girlfriend, Kathleen, and she calls herself a soft bridge.
Okay.
And she will dance around the concepts and ideas, but doesn't come straightforward, even though her daughter was having massive experiences, and she was recording the names of the different beings that came to see her daughter. Her daughter slept with her parents for 7 months, and she would describe, you know, this one's over there and this one's over there, and Kathleen could kind of see the shadows, but she didn't see them the way that Brittany did. And Brittany would say, you know, her name or his name is this, and they are this kind of being. And they would often carry messages. Oftentimes they were in touch with the team. Many of them are part of the team. And Even Adrian DeVere came to see her once, wanting to get a message to me because I was, as everybody always says, she's too tired to hear us. Actually, one of my guys even went to see her. He was very upset and made her go to her mother. And Kathleen at one point woke up in the middle of the night and saw what she perceived to be some of her hybrid children on the side of the bed. So she's had direct experiences. And yet she is still more comfortable being the soft bridge, not being out in front with it. This little community that I'm in is, turns out, fairly religious, which I was kind of shocked, a very Christian, and which I'm still trying to figure out how I got here. Although, none of this is really anti-Christian, anti-religion. Religion is something that is really related to Earth and to Earth beliefs. You know, when you move out beyond that, no extraterrestrial ever says that Christ wasn't real, you know, or didn't exist on the planet, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or any of the others. It was never about that. So this is not to disprove anything or to go against anything. None of them ever say there's no God. I mean, this is not, or, you know, the matrix of God, Goddess, all that is. There is not, some refer to it as creation. But again, we're talking semantics. So, because everybody has kind of chosen a side, doesn't matter where they are, you know, on Earth or in the cosmos, it doesn't mean that it's not all one. But I do find that there are people that are uncomfortable about stepping out and being really out there and say, look, this is, you know, I've seen them, I've experienced them, and a lot of people are very uncomfortable still about doing that, Squirrel. And people that have worked with the team have all had their experiences, you know, one way or the other. They're very open to and feel connected to. They know that this is home for them. But I don't want people to feel badly if they're not ready to be, as people call me, the hard bridge. You know, I'd give you a case in point, which is Bonnie Lonsbury, who has Live a Life You Love. Now, she doesn't refer to extraterrestrials on her website, but the information and the work she brings through is so empowering that ultimately it will unite people with the totality of who they are and a connection to all that is. So, even though it may appear to be a soft bridge, in many ways, it is a hard bridge. Because it's very much about being accountable for creating your reality, which is the major concept throughout the universe. Even though it doesn't have the word ET connected to it, or alien, or star being, or any of that. But in order to be palatable to a lot of humanity, it's more important to get them through the concepts and into the concepts of reality creation, of changing the reality, of becoming empowered, of taking responsibility. Because those are the basics. If they don't get those, they're not going to be ready for the next, many of them. Would you agree, Squirrel?
Oh, totally. I agree with that. And Bonnie does have a nice way of putting it, and much of what she talks about are the messages that the team brings through when you're in channel. So it's wonderful to have it, so to speak, translated the way Bonnie's done it.
Yeah, and Bonnie also has a relationship with Lazarus, very strong relationship with Lazarus. And so I think, you know, again, this is universal consciousness. Okay, and that's
great, because today's Einstein's birthday.
Oh my God, my favorite, my absolute.
And it's
favorite.
Also it's also Pi Day. You know, it's 3.14.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, if Einstein was alive today, I'd be with him.
I might fight you for him.
Loved his mind. Loved his mind.
Brilliant, for sure.
So, again, I want people. I don't want people to feel guilty if they're not ready to come right out and say, "This is what I believe," or "This is who I am." With all the people that we work with, and they're all so amazing. And it makes me giggle sometimes when the husbands will say, "Well, aren't you getting enough intimacy with the ETs?" You know, if they want to talk to their husband, or, you know, "Don't you get all the answers you want with the ETs?" And it's very cute because this crosses all income ranges and all kinds of, you know, it doesn't matter where they are in the world or, but I see it being more and more and more accepted. I also do sessions with a lot of men. And I love that. Love it, love it, love it. Because many men, especially successful men, are really waking up and wanting to make a difference on the planet. What kind of bridge are they? They are a bridge. If they're wanting to step up and they're very successful people, and actually it doesn't matter what level of success you're at, but to incorporate into their business spirituality, doing the right thing, creating win-wins, this is all an elevation and evolution of human consciousness. And if you can think of that happening globally, what an incredible time we're in. I mean, I get to see this. For that, I am so grateful. Because I see it happening everywhere, all over the world. And in every arena, every income level, every nationality, it's just happening. It's evolving. It's emerging everywhere. Everywhere. But each one of you are going to realize very quickly here, and I do mean quickly, that people are going to come to you. They're absolutely going to come to you because they're going to know you know things that they don't. They'll either read something, something will be in the news, and it's becoming more overt. The asteroid that hit in Russia, I think that kind of shocked people. The election of a pope outside of Europe, I think that's been a shock to people. What do you think, Squirrel?
Well, you know, I don't know. I was reading something about the pope today. You have to understand that he was elected under different circumstances, as we all know. But he was also elected in a Mercury retrograde, and not that this should matter, and I'm not going to ask the team about this, but you know he only has one lung. Did you know that?
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah, okay. And that's got to be something, you know, it's got to be a chakra issue somewhere going on. I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm just saying, and I'm just going to watch to see what's going to happen with this. But it definitely is different. It is no doubt different. Now, about being the bridge and stuff, I would love it if somebody would come up and say, "Squirrel, tell me some more about it," and instead of saying, "Squirrel, you are just like absolutely crazy," and walk the other way.
Well,
I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that day where someone's going to come up and actually want to know more about it.
Well, I think that will happen, Squirrel, because it does happen. And I was in PostNet a couple of months ago in Las Vegas, and a young man that works there, he actually runs the store, and he said, "Jackie, I got to ask you a question," because I know you'll have the answer. And he pulled out pictures of his son, and he said, "You know, I feel like he knows things, and he sees things, and he's not normal. He's way beyond." And I looked at his picture, and I went on and described who he was and so on. He said, I knew you'd know. And, you know, those are the kinds of things I'm talking about. People do know who you are, even if you don't say anything. It's in your energy field.
Hmm.
Okay? It doesn't have to be overt. It was Bashar that one time said, the greatest power carries the softest touch. And I thought that was one of the most profound statements I'd ever heard, because this is an interesting segue, though. When I was doing real estate in Las Vegas, I met a man who was not Italian mafia, but was very much in the organization, if you will. He was very quiet, very elegant, not dapper. But there was something about him, and everybody treated him with respect. But he didn't demand it. He just was who he was. And I looked at him and I said, this is what quiet power is about.
Hmm.
And I thought it was really seductive. And I'm not talking about sexually seductive. I'm talking about the seductiveness of quiet power. True power is quiet. It doesn't have to be overt. True knowing radiates out of your energy field. When Christ walked the planet, he radiated the knowing. People followed him. It was in his energy field. That's where we're going. That is where we're going. It's an exciting time. I'm going to go into a channel.
Okay.
Again, I want to say to everybody, don't underestimate the influence that you're having. Please, ever. It's so important. And I'll turn off my Gaudi. As my daughter said, you do love your Gaudi, don't you? And everything in the healing room is very, you know, ornate and gold. And all right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to you. Welcome to you, Squirrel.
Thank you.
Welcome to everyone who's tuned in, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, because the way the new portal and the new work with PBS Radio is designed will go throughout the entire internet, energetically touching every computer, every device, including cell phones, raising frequencies, raising consciousness. So you see, we are busy even on our time off. All right. Now, for any of you that have questions tonight, we'd love it if you would send a message to Squirrel. And Squirrel, do we have questions? And then we'll launch into our discussion.
We have a comment from Christopher tonight.
All right.
That's what we have right now.
If you'll go ahead and read it.
Okay. Dear team, I would have had great difficulty in the past expressing my personal opinion regarding my galactic family. What held me back was my upbringing, life experiences, my personality, and my confidence. Today, that is different for me. I now have the confidence to openly discuss this issue with family and friends. I think at this stage I have converted my family, though there are still some people that will judge and laugh at me, and that's okay. So I have chosen the road that feels good for me. I am aware today that this is part of my assignment on Earth. So, dear team, please bring it on. I am waiting with open arms to meet my galactic family. Kind regards, Christopher.
Oh, dear Christopher, we do love you. We thank you for sharing your comments. And Christopher, you have made a quantum leap forward. And for all of you that are listening, Christopher lives in Ireland. Now, even though they are certainly not afraid of talking about the little people, you know, the leprechauns, and certain lore about things that have gone on, extraterrestrials is not big on their list. So for Christopher to be able to step out, and he's going to school as well, to step out and share the things that he knows, it's very courageous. And he evolved very, very quickly. Again, however, Christopher, and for all of you, we caution you. This is not something to sell to people. It is a subject that people will open up to when they are ready. Now, many people are still deciding if the whole idea of life somewhere else is real. Now, conceptually, they can look at it and say, well, sure, it's a big universe, got to be somebody else out there. Until it comes down to the possibility of that somebody else showing up on their front lawn. Now, Bashar told a story many years back where they had agreed to meet a group of people at a specific place. This was quite a few years ago, about 93. And Bashar and his people showed up, but those that had agreed to be there did not, which meant they weren't ready. As much as they thought they weren't yet. In time, certainly now lots of people say, oh, I'm ready, take me aboard your ship, get me the hell out of here. Well, it's never going to happen that way. It's only when you can meet them. As equal, not giving your power away, but welcoming them as family, long lost family, if you will, because they are. See, the key is power. When they know that you're fully empowered, all right. Not looking for them to fix it for you, but to work together to create a new world with you taking full responsibility, you see. Not saying, oh, thank God you're here, go fix this. Because they can't come if that's the case. It's important in your sharings with people that they understand that nobody wants to come here and take over, that they wanted to do that, that could have happened a long time ago. That's not the goal, contrary to what you see in the media. And this is the timing, people, to be sending messages, meditative messages, that say, look, I'm ready. I'm ready to meet my star friends, my star family. In whatever way you are ready to connect with me, if it's only meditatively, I'm fine with that. You know, some of you don't like to start small. You know, you want to go right to, oh, land in my front yard. And some of you, you see, are waiting for vindication. Land in front of everybody, please, so they know I wasn't lying. Well, that's not going to happen either. Versus, I'm ready to meet you. I'm ready to encounter you. At whatever level you are comfortable with and you think that I am ready for. Whatever that level may be. Perhaps it's only coming into my consciousness with messages. Sharing some information with each other. A getting to know you meeting, if you will. I'm ready. And I'm willing to meditate every day and to open my consciousness to my star family and friends. And listen for messages for a form of contact. Or my hybrid children. So many of you have hybrid children who've been waiting to connect with you consciously. Remember, don't get caught up in vindication. That won't serve you. That's the ego trying to push you into prove it, prove it, prove it. You won't need to prove it to anyone. It's coming. Your own credibility, your own integrity is important, however. To maintain that at all times, to the best of your abilities, so that you can be a responsible bridge for information, for contact, at whatever level, in whatever way. You know, when we first started working with the channel, we had some very fun people involved and really pushing boundaries in many ways, and they were dialing up the channel's clients with O's and 1's, you know, binary language, and they'd answer the phone and all they'd hear is this buzz, and all the team was having a good time, all of them. It was all working better than had been hoped. All kinds of things were happening, and we had to back down a little bit. It was too early. Too much. Too soon. Because we quickly saw that people were giving the power away, and the channel was very disenchanted with that. So, now, it's a different time. It's very much a different time. Some of you may see shadows on the walls at night. Don't underestimate what that is. You're all going to have your own unique forms of contact. Initially. Now, we recommend that you don't go running out to all of your friends to say, look at what happened. We have one person we work with who has it's their ET inoculation, always in the same place. That's what she refers to it as. It doesn't matter where in the world she is, she still gets it. And she knows what it's about, and we know what it's about. Many things are going to start happening. So we're preparing you. And again, for some of you, it's going to be difficult to step forward. And that's all right. You all have a collective agreement. All of you. That said, when we get there, we're all going to reconnect in some fashion. If nothing else, energetically, all over the world. To help and assist those that have experiences that don't understand them, that may be in fear, to bring them to peace, to help them to understand that they are part of not only a galactic community, and a global community, and a universal community, but a multi-universal community. Remember, people, that first step, moving from global to galactic, is shocking for people. It requires them to do a complete shift in their mindset, in their belief system, and everything. And it takes time to take it in. Literally, it opens up new neural pathways in the brain. At first, it can be shocking. Oh, it's okay in theory. But at first, it can be shocking. And it comes with lots of questions, of course. And then, of course, another subject, the whole hybridization program, what they call abductions or detainments, and all the fear around that. And it does bring up fear. All began with Ridley Stryber's book, Communion, written many years ago. There is nothing to be afraid of anymore. At all. Through these experiences, you've transcended a lot of fear on the planet. Whether any of you realize that or not. Everything that's happened on your planet as it relates to beings from other places, in many ways orchestrated to shift human consciousness, to open you up, to transmute fear. Many of you volunteered to be transmuters of fear, took it on to help shift the collective. So, again, there are layers upon layers upon layers. With the amount of brain that you use, of your brain, it's very difficult to take all of these concepts initially and layer them in. Over time, you can do it. Nothing is just one thing. It's layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. A multitude of reasons and then you add quantum physics and you add parallel dimensions and you add the fact that it's spinning out of your mind and you add the fact that it's all an illusion and then you go running home and lay under your bed It's all too confusing for me. But in reality, it's not. And soon enough, you're going to understand it all. We think many of you already do. You're hungry. You're ready. You are loved beyond words. Right? And we thank you. We didn't send you here alone. And you didn't come alone. You're going to start meeting a lot of your own people now. Trust that. Sometimes it's a very unique place. Hey, Squirrel, if you got questions for us, dear. Your question.
Well, I do have a couple, actually.
We always count on that, Squirrel. You're never out of questions.
Really. Okay, so many of us are very eager to have disclosure come forth. Okay, well, that's fine. But what's in it for the ETs? I mean, I know that they want the timing to be right, whatever that means, appropriate for acceptance by more than just maybe me or you, or not you, but the channel, and a few others. But what's in it for the ETs to come and make themselves known on this planet?
All right. Well, that's a twofold question.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the disclosure aspect. All right? So
okay.
We'll go to protocol. When you're interacting with a planet in the universe, you go to those that are in authority first, don't you? Hi, we're from Sirius, wherever, the Pleiades, doesn't matter where they're from. We've come to meet with you, and we're Zeta, Zeta Reticuli. We've come to meet with you because we're concerned about what you're doing on your planet. And it's time now to, let your people know that they're part of a much larger framework. And by the way, you've got to stop this atomic stuff, because what you do affects the entire universe.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
But it happens at that level, at the governmental level. Because that's who you've elected. That's who you've chosen to govern your planet.
I agree, except that who we elected and who governs changes frequently.
It does, but who's responsible for electing the people? You are. Okay?
Right.
Now things got a little convoluted in your country, and with the military-industrial complex, and then you have other countries that are connected to the United States and obligated for a number of reasons, and so you have some things that have been kept secret, very secret, okay, for a number of reasons we won't go into tonight, we don't have time. So that's one aspect of the disclosure. Disclosure at this juncture, it's pretty dicey. Because in order to disclose, they have to disclose why they didn't disclose. And there are going to be a lot of questions asked and a lot of investigations done. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's more and more lies and more that's hidden, and there are also things internally within certain departments where some of the people inside those departments are saying, we want disclosure. It's time for humans to know. And others that say no. that will eventually come to be. There are people who are working on that now. There are many countries that have done and are continuing to do disclosure. Unfortunately, when the information gets to the United States, it doesn't stay in your news. Now, what's the next part of your question? Beyond disclosure, because disclosure gets to be a very dicey question.
I know. Well,
we're not saying, okay, elected officials, we understand what you're saying there, Squirrel, but remember, protocol.
Okay.
You're talking protocol.
Okay, I understand protocol.
Okay.
So basically then, the extraterrestrials are here to preserve the integrity of the universe.
Well, yes. And they're also here to preserve the human seed. Now, this is a very big issue. You see, at this juncture, because there has not been disclosure, they are now reaching out to you individually. And that's why you have so many people with some form of contact. Not always clear, but some form of contact. Do you understand?
I do.
All right.
I do. And I also
Let's put it this way. There's an outreach program going on right now. And it's pretty big. And it's many races. What?
I think that's exciting.
It is exciting, and it crosses many races. It's not just one race. Sirius is very much orchestrating what's going on. But all the races are working together. This is a very big program right now. And it's an accelerated program. But it is being done in a way, the best way possible at this timing. All right.
Well, I just have, we only have like a minute, but my quick question is, are there other life forms like Earth that have to be awakened to knowing that there are other races of beings? I mean, it
of
just
course.
Seems kind of, okay.
Of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't think we were the only ones that need
a
wake-up call.
Normally, there is intervention much sooner.
Okay.
Before they pollute their planet to hell.
I got it. I do. But we have just a minute.
All right. Well, let us talk to everyone. We would love to work with you tonight to help you get more comfortable with your role, your particular role, how it's going to look, how it's going to feel, how the opportunities will come to you to share. If you feel comfortable, remember, we're not going to push you down the slope, you know, with your new skis. That's not the idea here. That's not the idea, push you off the diving board. Nobody wants to do that to you. Every one of you, remember, you're on a planet of free will. Doing it in your own unique way. You carry the frequencies, you carry the energy of awakening. It's what you came in with, it's what you came to do. Regardless of how you choose to do it, it's in your energy field. We've said this so many times. So again, if you're willing for us to work with you tonight, to lovingly, gently assist you, in whatever way is most appropriate for you, again, we will do this with your higher selves. We will never go beyond your contract. That's not our desire. We love each and every one of you. We see your beauty and your wonder. We know that being on Earth has not been the easiest journey. We congratulate you for all of your contributions, even if you think there may not be a lot. There are. You've underestimated who you are tremendously. And that's why we're here to help you reclaim your magnificence so that you can help others reclaim theirs. We love you, dear ones, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, gosh, we're probably off the air. If we're not off the air, good night, everybody. We love you.
We're a little over.
Pearl, love you.
Good night, Jackie. I love you, too. Love you, everyone.
Speak to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.